Hello, hello, hello. It's Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, here for another episode of binge-worthy, I don't know, binge-worthy television or just binge-worthy in general. Anyway, I'm still your binge-worthy guru. So what is a binge-worthy show? Well, or a show worth binging is a show where you, or a situation where you have sat and you have a flat booty, you have a sofa print from being on the sofa for so long, and the back of your head is completely flat because you have been in the same exact spot the entire time watching a show that you could not turn away from. And now, after you got past the depression that you spent the entire time watching the show, but then so satisfied that you enjoyed watching the show, you're looking for another one. That's where I come in. So I'm going to give you another episode of a clip of a show that I think you all would really, really like. That, again, this and I'm just going to cut straight to the chase in this one. Hulu really does have some good original shows. I just don't think they advertise on television enough. I think the only show where I believe they really did advertise and people kind of knew that the show existed was The Handmaid's Tale, but it's for, which I would do an episode on at some point. But the other shows that I actually thought that were Hulu, that were Hulu originals that were really good, I just found out by just looking for Hulu originals in that section, or, you know, I might be watching one show and they might, you know, put a small short commercial for their show in there and I'll go ahead and check it out. This particular show is a Marvel Universe show. And don't bite my head off. I'm going to do plenty of Marvel Universe TV shows because I'm not gonna say I've watched them all, but I definitely have watched the interconnected Marvel TV shows on Hulu, and I kind of want to do them all at one time because it is one of those situations where if you watch one season of one show, some of the characters from the other Marvel show kind of interconnect, and I've found that you appreciate it much more if you watch the shows in order as they came out with Netflix. I didn't do that. I watched, you know, one show and then I went back to this one. And if I watched them in the order in which Netflix released them, I think I would have appreciated the spinoffs of those shows way, way, way more than I did. But no worries. Still good. But anyway, this show is called Runaways. And again, it's a Marvel show. And in short, well, let me just give you more backstory on the show itself. The people in the show I didn't really recognize. And I mean, I know that I say this almost every other episode, but again, I'm trying to choose, or I like to watch shows where it's not just centered around people that you will just immediately recognize. I like shows where it's just raw talent or people that maybe have been acting for a long time, but we probably just haven't seen them in a lot of TV shows and that kind of thing. And I, as an actor myself, I just kind of like seeing people that's out there working, even though we may look at these people and not know them by name, but we know that they had to have done something to be able to be on a show and be able to carry it from, you know, multiple episodes and or seasons. So that's what I like about this show. Like I said, the people, I did not really recognize anyone, you know, super famous or anything like that, which is okay with me. The show, of course, is a Marvel show, so you know it's going to be action. You know it's going to have superhuman strength and superhuman this, that, and a third in there. So, I mean, Hulu did not stray away from that. The premise of the show is it's about these teens. And at one point, they were all really, really close friends. But the season starts where they're somewhat estranged. And we find out why they're estranged. One of the people that was in their quote unquote clique or group is no longer with us. And as we progress through the season, we figure out what happened and why and who or what was behind that. So you have that kind of backstory as to why they kind of separated themselves from each other. But then a few things start happening where they realize that their parents are acting very, very, very strange. So what they do is they stumble upon their parents doing some, I mean, hell, it looked like they were doing some kind of satanic something. And I'm saying that jokingly, but also serious, because I want to be vague, but I also don't want to give anything away. I always say that. I don't want to spoil anything. But the parents are doing something that's just clandestine and weird. And of course, the kids are getting to be suspicious. And then we find out that, yeah, their parents are full-blown supervillains. And what I like about this show is the parents are supervillains, but it's like they're the anti-hero. It's like they have a reason to do what they're doing, even though what they're doing is ridiculously, ridiculously, ridiculously wrong. I don't condone what they're doing. I just understand why they're doing it. And I also get, as a parent, they're doing it for their children. These kids ain't trying to hear that. They're like, no, my parents are evil. We got to stop them. And of course, you know why it's called Runaways, because the kids eventually run away. this is one of those shows that the season finale had me very upset, because I was like, God, I wish I could just see season two. So I will tell you, this is a one season show. I'm sure they're going to have a season two, but the first season just came out, and I don't know when season two is going to be released. So I just want to tell you that ahead of time. Usually, if the show has more than one season, I'll let you know that. So if you watch one season, you can get excited knowing that another one is coming. But I do want to tell you about Runaways. I do not know when season two is going to come out. It was released in 2017 around November. So I can only run the assumption that season two is going to come out towards the end of this year. And that's why I'm a little bit upset, because it's like, oh my God, I binge watched it and I'm gonna have to wait like to the end of the year. I don't want to rush my year to watch the show, but it was a really good show. It had funny elements in it. You know, it had a little bit of comedy, as with all Marvel shows. But I will say the Marvel movie universe shows, they tend to be a bit more funnier than this show was. But it did have a few comical elements to it. Another thing I liked about the show is that the powers that they have, or the things that their parents and stuff are doing, are very unique. It's not like your normal, I can read your mind. It's a whole other story that's going on, where, of course, they're, you know, alien life form and, you know, genetically modified animal. Just it's all kinds of stuff is conjured up in this show. But I really did like it. I like the interconnected. And this is, like I mentioned in another episode, if I don't know how I'm going to do this yet, but with Stranger Things, where the kids are the heroes, this is another show where the kids are the heroes. So if you like those kind of adventure shows where the younger people are actually doing something, making a difference, making a change, and trying to save the world, then you'll like this show also. If you don't like shows where it's like teenagers and kids and stuff, then you should not watch this show. You may not like it. Even if you are a very, very huge Marvel fan, you might not like the show. And I'm only running an assumption. I'm like, the only reason why I could think somebody would not like Runaways is because they're too accustomed to watching Marvel Universe movies and then expecting that same caliber of the TV show. And even with Netflix, like, I love the Marvel Universe shows there, but I know not to compare, and I don't want to go as far as budget, but I know not to compare it to the movie, because with the TV show, you have a lot more time to kind of work with the characters, and, you know, and you have to stretch that out. So we'll want to keep watching it. As a movie, you just got to keep us occupied for 2-3 hours. Well, hell, it's a Marvel movie. Hell, 3 hours. You got to kind of keep us occupied. Whereas with the show, you can kind of stretch it out into, like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 episodes. This episode has 10 episodes. They range between 47 to 53 minutes per episode. And each one was actually a really good episode. Again, what I do like about the show is that even though the parents are villains, they do a great job of you still wanting to watch the show and watch the parents. And you don't hate them so much to where you just don't want to watch it at all. And I don't know, that could be a bad thing. I mean, because the previews talk about how the parents are supervillains, but I don't think that Hulu or the creator of the show made them so bad that I would go as far as to call them a villain. So I kind of wish that they made them even more villainous, made them even more evil. But I think they're probably saving that for season two. And the way season one ended, I'm pretty certain that's what the case is. They're setting the stage for them to really, you know, be relentless in what they're doing. And what they did, oh my, now what the parents did on the season finale was royally effed up. I get why they did it, but I mean, that's like, you ain't never getting your kids back if you did that dumb crap. Like, it was one of those situations. But again, it was a good show. So I don't have too much more to say about it because, again, if you like Marvel, you would probably give this a chance just off GP, general principle. You'll give this a chance. If you like sci-fi, you will like this show. If you don't like sci-fi, you probably would not enjoy the show. If you like action and adventure, you'll enjoy it, even though it had action and adventure, but I don't want you to walk in thinking that you're going to see these kids jumping from building to building and flying in the air. And, you know, it doesn't have that level of action. I want to warn you on that. It really goes into that kind of them realizing that they have some power in some shape, fashion, or form, and they're learning how to work with it. And it's kind of like, you know, you're going through puberty. It's like, oh, I didn't know I could do this with that, or I didn't know hair goes in this place, or, you know, now I get to wear deodorant, woo, you know, things of that nature. It's like you're discovering yourself, and in this case, they're not discovering what normal people do puberty discover. They're discovering they have powers. Some of these people's powers are man-made, so it's not like it's an innate kind of power that they were born with or that was genetically altered for them to be a certain way. So I just want to throw that out there also. And I guess that is all I can think of. But yeah, if you ever want to get just pissed off at your parents, you want to watch a show where the kids are mad at their parents, and, you know, this will be a good show to watch. So that's me this time. This was pretty short, but it's not too much to say about it because it's just a Marvel show and not too much needs to be said. But I actually thought it was a really good show. And I'm trying to hype up Hulu a lot more because they really do make great shows. But for some reason, they just don't advertise as much. And I know that there's a lot of people that's like, what should I watch? And I just want to give you all those hidden gems that you may not have known existed. So you can have something to binge watch. And with that being said, happy binging.